For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The Trump administration moved this week to begin detaining families together, President Trump directing multiple federal agencies to reunite previously separated groups. Health and Human Services spokesman Mark Weber.
We are working as fast as we possibly can to find safe homes for these children. You know, we don't discriminate children. We start from the very beginning trying to find a sponsor and learning how they got here.
There are plans to detain up to 47,000 migrants at the former Concord Naval Weapons Facility in Concord, California. Bay Area Congressman Mark DeSagne compared that to the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II.
This is not a solution. This is really evil policy.
During a visit to Ireland, fired FBI Director James Comey said yesterday he was so ashamed of current U.S. immigration policies that he considered telling Irish customs officials that he was Canadian. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
12-year-old Michelle Welch was raped and murdered in a Tacoma park in 1986. Police charged Gary Hartman with the rape and murder yesterday.
On Tuesday, June 19th, the lab contacted us with a match between the original DNA and the sample collected from Gary Hartman. That led to his arrest on Wednesday, the 20th of June, and closed a chapter in his long-standing cold case.
That's Tacoma Police Chief Donald Ramsdell, who says DNA from a napkin Hartman left at a restaurant led to his arrest. A sixth former cheerleader for the Houston Texans has joined a lawsuit against the NFL team alleging harassment and unfair pay practices. At a news conference yesterday, Angelina Rosa said her body, which her coach called skinny fat, was duct taped without her consent.
Before I knew it, Texans logo duct tape was found, and I heard, "This will hurt a bit," as I watched my skin being pulled, stretched, and taped tightly on myself.
The suit was filed in Houston federal court earlier this month. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A huge media merger is still in the works, USA's Wendy King explains.
Disney isn't letting go of its pursuit of 21st Century Fox's entertainment assets, raising its offer to $70 billion, $5 billion more than Comcast's competing bid. In either proposal, the buyer gets Fox's film and TV studios, the FX network, and regional sports channels. Also, Fox's one-third stake in Hulu, as well as its overseas assets. Fox News, the Fox Broadcast Network, and Fox Sports One will be spun off into a separate company called New Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A warehouse in Kentucky's Bourbon Country collapsed yesterday, potentially spilling thousands of barrels of whiskey. No one was injured in the collapse of the warehouse at the Barton 1792 Distillery in Bardstown. Milt Spalding of the Nelson County Emergency Management says the EPA is at the scene to determine if any of the alcohol leaked into local waterways.
From my vantage point, you couldn't tell if there was any damage or any leaks. Of course, there is the smell of bourbon in the air, but that's kind of common in a warehouse facility anyways.
Katie Ardington, who ousted incumbent South Carolina Republican Mark Sanford in a Republican congressional primary, was seriously injured in a car accident yesterday. The wreck left one person dead. In a statement posted to Facebook, her campaign said that she underwent surgery after she was injured when a driver traveling in the wrong direction hit her vehicle. A friend who was also in the car was seriously injured. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.